Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to Ring the Bell. We are on such a good run, such a good streak, such a good hot run of shows and WrestleMania at the moment that one of us may have forgotten about an anniversary dinner when we planned to initially record this. We're not going to say which one. We're going to leave it open. But that's how much of a show run, at the moment. We are forgetting things like our wives. However, on that bombshell, let's introduce my co-host, as always, is Mr. Ross Bell.
Hello, mate. You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. You?
Yes, good. All good in the house. Nothing happened. We all went out for a dinner and it's all good. So we're
lovely
all fine.
Stuff. And let's record. Yeah. Right. Okay. We did Raw straight into this. We did Raw last week on our jam-packed show. So this week we're going to focus purely on SmackDown. It did have an element of, as we've called this, Calm Before the Storm, where it's kind of, we had such a hot Raw, one of the, an all-timer Raw.
Yeah.
And next week's potentially an all-timer with a go-home. And then this show, which felt like stuff had to happen, but not on the same level as what we had seen the previous Monday.
Yeah, it seemed like it was just going to be sort of, not a get out of the way SmackDown, but just let's just keep things ticking over nicely until we get to next week's Raw. But yeah, stuff happened.
Things had to happen that weren't as big, but they had to take place for the story, and this kind of worked as a calm down, I guess.
Yeah, a little bit, and it filled out the WrestleMania card as well.
So WWE were going home back to Connecticut in Uncasville this week. We kicked straight off the tag team match. It's pretty deadly, taking on Kevin Owens and Randy Orton. This went pretty much as well as you'd expect.
Yeah.
In the favour of Orton and KO, until Logan Paul got involved with some brass knuckles, hit KO, and pretty deadly picked up a win.
Yeah, that's a massive win for them. It was like two huge, huge superstars. That's probably their biggest win they've had. Obviously, there's outside interference, but it counts as a win for them, and that's massive. I really like Pretty Deadly. I hope they get sort of an extended push, sort of post-WrestleMania.
I remember seeing them at the go-home SmackDown from Under the Bank in London last year, and they have a something about them. Like they carry themselves well in a personality and presence way. And yeah, it'd be good to see them get a bit more of a focus in the inevitable post-Mania sort of calm down where things even out and new challenges and whatnot come to the fore. So it'd be good to see if they get a...
Yeah, definitely. Do you think... Shine. I thought this the other night. Do you think they split the belts at WrestleMania? Now, bear with me. Six-pack tag team ladder match for the belts. Two lots of belts on the line, really. They're undisputed, but I got a feeling that Awesome Truth win the Raw belts by R-Truth going up and picking up just the red belt. And then I think maybe someone from SmackDown would go up and grab a blue belt.
We have split belts for everything else.
It
makes no sense to continue having one tag title.
Who are really just on Raw as well.
Yeah, like obviously we know how we got there with how it unified in the first place, but given that we have established show championships, it does... Yeah, it's good that in a sense it's one dominant tag team, but...
Yeah,
it would give the tag teams on either show more to fight over if they've got their own tag titles. And I think somehow we'll see a split post-Mania.
I've just got an image in my head of R-Truth and maybe sort of Theory or Waller at the top of that ladder, and they both just pull down a title at the same time, and there you go, split titles.
We either go with that, or they give it to Awesome Truth, which I think is the story because of the Judgment Day and stuff, and then maybe post-Mania, Aldis and Adam Pearce... arrange a split because I don't know. But yeah, I think either way, either at Mania or post Mania, absolutely, we get a split of the tag titles. Cool. Post match of this, Orton and Owens originally looked like they were going to butt heads, and then Orton, which is brilliant, another little thing, he asked the crowd where Logan Paul was. Like, he literally saw the screen, saw the interference, and hey, where is he? And he found him under the ring and he slapped him out a bit. Logan Paul, everything he does is believable in the sense of you generally think that the person he's fighting wants to smack him in the mouth because everyone wants to smack him in the mouth. So he is, and he's a good, annoyingly, he is very good at this. And
he's super good at being a heel. Yeah.
I love the fact that he's full-time now. Yeah, he is full-time. He's on every show. He's not just a show up every few weeks in a big arena, you know, and he's got a belt for publicity. He's got a belt because he's a person you want to see you want to see him sneak around with the belt, but you don't at the same time, and you want that baby face to get that win over him and get that title back.
Do you think he retains it? Because SummerSlam is in Cleveland. Obviously, he's a Cleveland native, and he is on the poster for the SummerSlam already.
I think they might have other plans for him that don't involve a
Nothing.
title. I wonder if there'll be some sort of celebrity thing with him,
Right, yeah.
but he will no longer be the celebrity. He'll be
He'll be the
the
wrestler.
home guy almost.
Weird, right?
I think Cleveland, he'll be the baby face, I would
Yeah.
assume. I don't know what Logan Paul's standing is as a local hero if he is
Wow,
from
yeah.
Cleveland. So yeah, I think there'll be more with him on a mainstream
That makes sense.
platform.
Yeah, he's got his fingers in a lot of pies, isn't he? And his brother's fighting Mike Tyson, and there's all sorts of stuff going on with that family. So,
Yes. I think next week we start to get the blow up of Owens and Orton. They've still been relatively civil at the moment,
yeah, I
with
quite
this
like how they're
stuff.
kind of one up each other. With KO, it was like I punched
Yeah.
both and knocked them both out of one punch.
I think on the go home next week, that's where we see the explosion too. Because right now, if it was a handicap match still, it doesn't really feel like a triple threat.
Yes, yeah, it's two
And
on one.
at some point, we need that thing of, okay, right, forget him for the moment. I now want you. And I think next week is where we get. I know Kevin Owens has got a Kevin Owens show segment
Yes.
booked. So I think that's where we see the explosion of the baby faces
And
next
he's
week.
also got, as continuing his streak of fantastic WrestleMania t-shirts.
Yes, he has.
It's so nice, that one.
Yeah, but annoyingly, it's always they release it, but it won't ship until like 2 weeks after Mania.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I don't get that. I don't understand why we a
No.
show a shirt that is focused purely on the event, you don't release before the event.
Yeah, we've known this match is happening for 4 weeks now. Luckily, we were on sale 4 weeks ago.
Strange, very, very
Yeah.
peculiar. Okay, up next, pre-recorded interview with Io Sky, talking about her history with Bayley and damage control. I like the promo. It there's they've cooled off on this a lot more than I would have liked them to. Considering how hot this seemed at Rumble when Bayley won and all the
Yes,
potential
yeah.
it had, and now it just feels like it's just a match,
Just there on the
and
card,
that's
yeah.
a shame.
I like that it let Io speak in her native language. You can always kind of get across more emotion in your own language than you can do in a secondary language. So, yeah, it's good. It makes it seem more like it's massive. Like, we've wanted Bayley to be like a champion for a long time now. And yeah, it doesn't feel as big as the other matches, like especially the Rhea and Becky match, but it'll still be a great match. That's one for things for sure.
End of the interview saw the producer wrap it up, and then Bayley showed up and attacked her, and they had a brawl, and it
Yeah.
just kept the physicality going. And I think again next week is where they hit the home run,
Yeah.
hopefully with the angle, and yeah, that should be good.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, this week is where we were going to finalize the participants in the six-pack ladder match for the tag team titles at WrestleMania. Up first, Austin Theory and Grayson Waller taking on the Street Profits, as we predicted on last week's show. Street Profits were indeed screwed out of this by
Yeah.
the Final Testament, which allowed Theory and Waller to pick up the win. I don't know if we get an eight man or a six man or whatever at Mania with
Yeah.
the Profits and with the Pride and Final Testament. This just feels like it's never going to end, and I don't really think people really want to see it, to be honest.
I think that's where we're heading. I think we get a six-man match. Hopefully, it's the end of it, and then let these two sort of factions move on to other things. Because again, like you say, it's been running for a long time now. But yeah, it always feels just a bit of a shame for Bobby Lashley. Like I said a few weeks back, he deserves better than this, and he's been out of the
Yeah.
main picture for a while now. Last year, obviously, with the Bray Wyatt stuff, didn't get his match that he was supposed to have. And yeah, he ended up winning the bloody Battle Royal, didn't he, last year, which doesn't mean anything to anyone, really.
You think 3 years ago he was retaining the world championship?
Yeah, and looked like an absolute mega star as well. Yeah, it's a
And
shame,
we're now
but
3 years on, and he's floundering. He is floundering in a mid-card feud that no one wants to see him in.
yeah, they're trying, I think, but it's just not clicking. Either turn they need to be heels, I think. Like, turn them proper heels. And have him as a bad guy, and have get MVP back with his voice. Get MVP away from Omos because
Yeah.
he's doing nothing. Yeah, well, I think we're
Put
heading for a
Omos in
six-man.
them. Put Omos in it. Like if you're not,
Why
if you don't want to
not?
do a nation domination, which is fine in these days, I get
Mm.
that. But do a
Yeah.
variation of it, and the pride, if that's what I'm sure it's what they're called, it's fine. It's you know, it is what it is. But yeah, have Omos as the muscle and
Yeah.
MVP as the voice, and I don't see a problem with that. And I
Yeah,
just
if you have
think, yeah, they
Omos
need to
there,
be
Bobby doesn't
heels.
have to do anything. Bobby can just be, I'm the leader, like you go and attack him. You two go and take on those two. Like,
Plus, I think being heels will eventually, if they ever do want to make the profits into something, either together or individually, especially with Montez Ford, because the guy's a fucking stud, is you can then turn them babyface to start the ascension up the card. Making them babyfaces now in a group, they're not going to get anywhere because they're not big enough to want to. You want to see Montez get out of the group and become something. You want to see him, all the great factions that split off to look, Batista, you know. Like Triple H with DX, like eventually there has to be a turn in the opposite alignment of where that group is to enable them to push on. You're not
And the
going to
tag teams
have.
are the ones that are always left. Like the New Age Outlaws continued being DX for like just the two of them for ages after Triple H left.
That was it. And the profits are so good. And the tag total division is could be so much more. And it's good now, but it has, especially if they do split the belts at
Yeah.
post-Mania. There's so much potential for the tag titles at the moment on both
Yeah,
shows,
definitely.
and the Profits are stuck in a faction feud where no one's getting over.
No.
Like Cross is not there. Like I know Triple H, it feels like a passion project, and I know there's
It
something with
does.
Karrion Kross. There is something there with him,
Yeah.
but I don't know how many more chances you have to take to get there with him,
Yeah.
or what
It
else
feels
to
like this is
do.
sort of running out. Time's
And
running out.
I love Paul Ellering back on TV, and the presentation is a million times better than Karrion Kross has ever had since he's been in that
Yeah.
company. But this isn't working. This feud isn't working because you can't get heat on someone when no one really cares.
No, that's it. It's just, it's dragon. It really is dragon.
So up next, we
Another.
get Dominic Mysterio, who's got some sort of agreement now with Legado del Fantasma. I like the fact that Judgment Day don't seem to know about this, or they didn't seem to know about it. And it was like,
Yeah, not very
Dom's
happy
gone
with Dom.
rogue. Dom's got a finger in all of the pies on SmackDown. This led to a face-off with Rey Mysterio and the LWO, and Dom and Santos Escobar. The upshot is that Mysterio has challenged Dominic and Escobar to a tag team match with a partner of his choosing. The crowd chanted Carlito. Carlito
Yeah.
seemed, yeah, I'm going to be the
He looked
guy,
happy.
and the camera focused on him more than anything else. And then Dragon Lee got brought out as the newest member of the LWO, which seems like an albatross at this point, putting that shirt on anyone. I don't. It's like this isn't,
Yeah.
this wasn't a historical WWE faction. This was a
No.
joke just
Yeah.
to give the Luchador something on TV to do because Eddie Guerrero had a thing with Eric Bischoff. Like, this isn't like a memory, like a nostalgia
They're not on the
trip.
level of the NWO or DX
No,
or
the BWO bigger in
Evolution.
ECW for fuck's sake. Let's get a BWO
Yeah.
reunion back, you know? But it just seems like you got this. Dragon Lee is getting a bit of a shine on SmackDown. He's looking good, and the crowds are
Yeah.
responding. Why would you put him in a faction? This is going to set him back.
You should just have Ray. Don't put him in the group. Just bring him out to be Ray's partner for this match.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it doesn't make sense. It's going to be an absolute cracking match. All four of these guys can go, and it should be really, really fun to watch. But yeah, the LWO thing, it needs to end because no one cares.
I'm not even going to say this as a prediction, Sean. I'm going to call it right now. Carlito turns heel. This is
Oh,
this.
yeah.
It it's it seems Carlito has been nothing. I mean, he's in incredible shape, and he's come
Yeah.
back and he's done absolutely nothing. And I think a Carlito versus Rey Mysterio. Don't you have to put him with Phantasma? You don't have this. Is doesn't have to be a
No.
faction continuation. Just have Carlito and Mysterio, and let Rey have a one-on-one feud for the first time in what feels like forever. Where's actually
Yeah.
something. There's personal stakes. There's a story, and
Yeah.
you could have turning on Rey at Mania to allow his deadbeat son to pick up a win over Rey, which seems like
Imagine the
the outcome
boost.
is probably going to
Yeah,
be. Yeah, I
it will
just,
be, yeah.
I think Carlito turning has to be the outcome of this because I think it helps everyone. I
Yeah,
think, especially
definitely.
Carlito.
Like you say, it's been there forever since Ray's had a one-on-one feud. Maybe with Dom was his last sort of proper one-on-one feud.
That's what it feels like. This
Yeah.
has been. I know he's obviously getting on, and maybe a tag match is the better way to go for him. But
Yeah.
if the potential is there that him and Carlito can run it back one more time, because I'm sure they feuded in the past,
Oh, yeah.
then you've got it, and you've got the LWO involvement. If you want to do that, you've got a personal involvement.
Yeah.
this for me sounds like a good post-Mania feud to tick along on SmackDown.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Okay, up next, the second match that determines the final participants in the six-pack ladder match at WrestleMania 40. It was the New Catch Republic against Angel and Humberto. We got what we wanted. Tyler Bate and Pete Dunne are going to WrestleMania.
They're in. I was worried a little bit because Humberto and Angel have been really on fire as well. But yeah.
Yes.
It's just so good to see these two boys head into WrestleMania. And they could be a real highlight in what is an incredibly stacked tag team match.
Yeah.
There's a lot of talent in that ring. They're going to stand out, I think. They're going to really stand out.
If you do split the belts at Mania or post-Mania, I would look at these two as tag champions because...
Oh, yeah.
They are unique, and that's not a bad thing. And maybe one day we get Bate versus Dunne at WrestleMania, like we said we should have had. We called that years ago that if these two aren't main eventing WrestleMania by X amount, then something's dreadfully wrong. Obviously,
yeah.
There was a lot wrong with the company and we're still feeling the fallout of that. But I hope that there's still that chance that these two could have that big, huge feud that we know they can have and the quality they can bring.
A tear the house down.
And then once you split them, that means we can get Tyler Bate versus Gunther.
Exactly.
And my little heart would be satisfied, and that's all that matters.
Yeah. They love factories at the minute. Bring Trent back as well. Get him in there.
Yeah, all of them.
Why not?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know if he's got much controversy attached to him. I don't know if there's anything.
I don't think so.
I think he got temporarily sucked up in the Me Too thing, but then so
oh,
did
really?
Bate,
oh, okay.
And he's okay. So
yeah,
I don't know. But yeah, they got the Mania. They're going to be a highlight. They're going to be an absolute highlight.
Absolutely.
Okay, up next, a little segment which didn't seem a lot, but I think this was massive for the implications of the main story right now. Paul Heyman revealed that Roman Reigns is the one that ordered The Rock's attack on Raw last week. And just that line made it clear, still Roman's show. Roman's still the tribal chief. He's the one that told his cousin, go and attack him.
Mm.
That's
I've been watching. Yeah, it's so much in such a little thing. Like you say, I've been watching back some of Roman's old promos in the past sort of year or two, and he is so good on the mic as that sort of, I am untouchable. I am the king of SmackDown. You cannot get near me. And if you do, you need to get through Jay and Jimmy and Solo and everyone else first. As that arrogant sort of heel, that's what I want to see. Like, I know we want him to be like in Cody's face on Raw this week, but I think it's just as that arrogant, cocky, like, you're not going to beat me. Like, we're going to win that tag match, and then you're not going to win the main event on the night two. Like, I am Roman Reigns. I am the Tribal Chief. I've beat you before. I'll beat you again. Like, that's what I want to see, the proper, arrogant sort of, I'm unbeatable.
I love that there's two things almost happening right now within the bloodline. Paul Heyman loves having The Rock at his fingertips. Like, he loves having that phone with The Rock on it. Like, he can call The Rock.
Yeah.
Whereas on the other side, Roman Reigns now has the biggest card he can play. Like, he can send Jimmy, he can send Solo, he can send Heyman to talk for him on Raw.
Yeah.
That's fine. Now he can send The Rock over to do whatever he wants. It's like he's just become even bigger because he's now got the self-professed final boss to do his bidding for him. And I love that. It's superb. They had a segment just basically recapping The Rock's beatdown of Cody, and obviously social media the last few days, The Rock's released like another video, like a behind the scenes shot of the thing.
Yeah,
I love the fact that it's like they had the producer saying clear, and he was like, "No, fuck that, I stop." And it's just like, okay, so we are now taking ourselves outside of the realm of the show.
Yeah. It's making it personal.
Like, he said
he said alongside that video that my feelings don't switch off when you say clear. Like, that's a really powerful line, because we know what wrestling is. It's entertainment. When they say clear, they're done. But yeah, this makes it sort of, it blurs those lines a little bit, which is amazing.
It just, it wasn't almost saying, okay, clear, you two can stop pretending now. It was clear, you can stop beating them up because we don't need to show this now. It wasn't pulling the curtain back on wrestling that we know it's not real, and these two are absolutely fine. You tell these two are loving working together.
Yes.
Like, that you can, I'm sorry, if Rock didn't like this, he wouldn't have agreed to the heel turn and the pivot. The fact
he would
that
be putting into
this,
it what he is putting into it as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, this final boss character, this could be peak Rock. This could be the best Rock we've ever seen.
Yeah, it really could. Those belt shots, Jesus Christ. Cody took a whooping off camera.
To kind of show us behind the scenes that they told him to stop,
Yeah.
purely in the fact, okay, please stop beating him. We're not showing this now. Not a let's stop now. We don't have to pretend. That
Yeah.
was, I liked that a lot.
And it breaks
And
that fourth wall.
it does, but it still keeps you almost behind another wall.
Yeah.
Rock somehow created a new wall now. It's very
Is the Rock
weird,
after
but
all. Yeah.
I love this. And I love also the fact that I don't think they've on TV said Cody's on Raw this week yet. They
Don't
promoted The
think
Rock
so.
and they
Yeah.
promoted Roman.
Yeah.
They haven't actually said Cody will be in the house, which after last week,
No.
there might be that ambiguity of, oh, he's injured, whatever.
Yeah.
So that could open the door that the Bloodline will have a promo in ring, Seth could come out, whatever, and then Cody makes his. And then I think Monday is where we get the physicality because you either give us, apart from obviously the angle on Raw, do
Yeah.
you have a back and forth brawl before Mania or do you keep them largely separate?
I think into your point about this being an Attitude Era main event, I want them to have the show goes off the air with like eight men brawling in the ring. Michael Cole losing his shit on commentary, like, "We'll see you at WrestleMania," like Vince and JR used to do, like that. That's how this needs to end. It would be great to just have them talk and throw shots at each other that way. But I think, yeah, if you've got sort of Seth, Cody, and then a couple of guys come to help, and you've got the Bloodline as well, like that makes the build up to Mania even hotter.
Well, I mean, straight away, you could end the show off top of your head. You can say, right, you got Rock and Roman out there.
Yeah.
Fine. Cody and Seth, they get into it. Jimmy Uso comes out for the save, which brings Jey
Yeah.
Uso out. Solo's involved, whatever. You can immediately bring in another match into that. So you can
Yeah.
straight away have two matches, technically three, four. Drew could even come out and take Seth out,
Yeah.
and that brings him in as well.
Yeah.
It, yeah, they could have that old style
You've got the
show
other
goes off the
faces
air
on
with
Raw as well. You've got
chaos.
people like Sammy who'll
Yep.
be there, and yeah, Miz maybe as well, just because like he's a face now. But yeah, I just want a massive go home brawl. Awesome.
Okay, it was also announced that Jey Uso will face Solo Sikoa next week on SmackDown. The Bloodline's last attempt to take Jey out before Mania. Okay, AJ Styles up next. Early in the night, he said to Aldis, "Did you tell LA Knight not to appear or not to basically show?" And also, "Oh, I tell him he shouldn't." And he's like, "Well, you should have told him not to." So AJ was getting very jumpy and thinking, "How is he going to show up? Is he going to be a cameraman?" He had Tim that cameraman in the corner. A random guy jumped the barricade and was stopped by
Yeah.
ringside crew, and then they went and checked on LA Knight. And then in the background, one of the crew members unmasked or took his hat off and everything. And it was LA Knight, and they had a bit of a fight.
I like this. This is AJ showing that he's been around the business for a long time and he's seen these things happen
Yes.
before. It's very clever.
This match still isn't clicking. This feud isn't clicking for me.
No. I want to blame it all on LA Knight, but I don't think just because I don't get him. But yeah, this AJ is a heel. It's not. He's not a heel, is he? He's just too nice of a guy. Apart from the flat earth stuff, he is too nice of a guy to like want to boo. And he's just not a bad guy. His move set is fully face, like high flying moves, big impactful moves. He's not a heel.
I saw it was one of the old-timey podcast hosts now, you know, who make comments. Sometimes are good, sometimes aren't, whatever.
Yeah.
But I saw one, I want to say it was Kevin Nash, but maybe it wasn't. It might have been
Okay.
someone else, I don't know. And he said about LA Knight, whether by design or not, LA Knight, a lot of his act does have elements of The Rock to it. And you get that feeling of it's a bit of a Rock ripoff.
Yes.
The problem is The Rock is now back. And
Exactly.
it's hard to get behind what a lot of people look at a copy when the original is not only back, but the original was back times a thousand.
Yes, exactly.
And
Yeah,
it's
the
like,
Rock's
hey,
back and
the
he's got
Rock
Luke
on his
now.
own is fine. The
Yeah.
final boss Rock is another level. How are we going to get behind the guy that a lot of people think is just a. It doesn't help LA Knight.
No, it really doesn't. Yeah, he's been sort of squashed by The Rock, sort of unintentionally. But people love him, and I get that. I get people have always have their favorites, but I don't get it. I don't think he has the star power to be at the top of a card holding the title. And he's just, like you say, he's nowhere near the level of The Rock. Like, The Rock was always good, but he has come back and he's taken it to a whole nother level now. And it's affecting this match. It's affecting the build of this match. They're trying their best. And it will be a good match, I guess, because both guys can go in the ring, but it's just not that sort of emotional feeling behind it, really.
We've spoken the last few shows about how is this the most stacked roster they've ever had from an in-ring star power point of view. One thing I thought of after last week's show is, have they had a roster of people that can talk as well as they've got right now? Do you think it back in the day, Vince McMahon was the number one heel, he could talk. Yeah. Stone Cold Steve Austin was the man on the mic on the babyface side. He could talk. Triple H wasn't there as a promo at that time. The Rock obviously was there. Yes, of course. They're the names that stick out regarding promos.
That was really it.
That was, you know, though, because back in the day, Taker didn't talk. He didn't have a promo style because he was The Undertaker. Kane had the voice box for a long time. Foley was good, but that's Foley, Austin, Vince, Rock.
Yeah, that's four guys.
That's it. That's your big four. Now you've got Seth can cut a promo, obviously. The Rock is The Rock, obviously. Drew McIntyre, outstanding. Yeah. CM Punk, outstanding. You've got Cody Rhodes, incredible. Such a unique promo style that I don't think anyone else has. And I think that's what makes him stand out with everyone else. Kevin Owens can cut a promo. Randy Orton can cut a promo. Sami Zayn can cut a promo. Like,
even Gunther, in his second language.
Gunther can cut a great promo for his character. And you think, hang on, like, LA Knight is good. Is he just in the wrong time? Like, if he was in the Attitude Era, he stands out because there weren't many great talkers, not really.
I think he's at the if you put him in the Attitude Era, he's at the level of sort of Edge and Christian, Jericho, sort of that sort of level. He's
early
not,
Edge
he's not
Christian.
The upper, he's not the upper echelon talker. He is good, but like you say, there's so many good promos now.
And again, does he fit in better in another era? Because he's fine in the ring. He's not great. LA Knight is not great in the ring. He's about his talking. Yeah. He can talk more than he can wrestle, like it was back in the day. You could talk. You know, whereas now, all those names we just mentioned that can cut a great promo can also wrestle. Like, they are a complete package. LA Knight cannot match up to those, which could be why we're seeing him in a mid-card match of AJ Styles, with all due respect to AJ. We're not seeing him in, as I originally thought, a US title pit program without Logan Paul. He's still in the upper echelon of, you know, the IC title, the world title, because he just doesn't compare. Can you imagine LA Knight versus Drew? That's not going to work.
No, like, Drew would destroy him.
Seth, Roman, we've had the Roman LA Knight, and if anything, it felt like, looking back now, it felt like Roman was bringing himself down so LA Knight could look comparable.
Yeah. The flip side of that is you've got AJ, who can't really talk, but is maybe one of the best in the world still in the ring. Like, it's, just put these girls together, give them a match, and we'll see where we go from there. I think
I'd have them open Mania, because the crowd always hot.
Yeah, I would.
The start of Mania. And
yeah,
they will have that crowd enthusiasm. And if the match is good, it could be made better by a really hot opening crowd.
Yeah, there's no better time, I think, on that card for the fans to get behind LA Knight, and also for AJ to tear the house down. I think it's the perfect opener, really. That or Jay versus Jimmy, if that's night one as well.
Oh, yes, yeah.
That's your two, I think. Maybe have one night one, one night two.
That'll work. Mm. Okay, Tiffany Stratton vignette now. Talking about all how she has the burdens of perfection and all this, and she's going to introduce everyone to what Tiffy Time's all about. I can't wait to see this character explode post-Mania.
Do you know what? I can't wait for her versus Charlotte when Charlotte eventually returns, because I think they're going to be absolute banger matches. Two very sort of similar characters. Charlotte portrays herself as the queen. Like, Tiff is the perfection. Like, it's going to be so good. And she's so good in the ring. It's a shame she's not got a match on Mania, really. But like you say, that run after Mania is going to be great. She's going to be fully involved at the top of the card. Her versus Bayley would be great.
I would find something to do for it, Mania, whether it's just a backstage segment with a legend, with a current roster member, to something to have her. So there's
like
they
did with Alexa
her.
When she was like the host of the Mania. Yeah,
just something to make sure she is still visible on the biggest nights, so the two biggest nights of the year.
Definitely,
That's something there. Next week, we're going to see the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal on SmackDown again.
Andrade's
the
winning, right?
Ross, Well, if it's either Andrade or it's Chad Gable,
Yeah, it's one
because
of the two. It's they're the final two. I think that's as simple as that. And then you can just parlay that into a feud between the two of them, which would be great.
I mean, Shinsuke's in there, Bronson Reed's in there.
Yeah, Bronson's got a shot, I guess, as well. But
yeah, you're looking at Andrade or Chad for me are the two.
Yeah.
You've got to be the favourites.
If you have those two come out of that and then mix them in with Sammy and Gunther for the around the IC title level, that's gonna be there's some cracking matches you can have there.
Okay, earlier in the night, we had the first appearance as a SmackDown superstar of Jade Cargill, who came out looking like an absolute megastar, signed her contract, and basically told everyone that a storm is coming.
Very short but sweet, but very, very impactful. I don't think she needs to be out there talking for a long time. She needs to just be in the ring dominating people.
A lot of people compared this to Mercedes Moné's debut in AEW a couple of weeks ago, where she came out with the big bells and whistles and cut a promo. And it was like, maybe that should have been this, where she just comes out, says a few words, and goes again. And it.
She's on commentary this week on Dynamite, by the way.
Still can't wrestle, but she's on Dynamite on the show. And incidentally as well, more ratings news that Dynamite ratings still keep going down, despite, we're not criticising the wrestlers they have. They're very good. Clearly very good. Okada, Ospreay, for me, is probably the best wrestler in the world right now.
Yeah.
But something isn't working if the ratings are going down during a Will Ospreay match. People are literally tuning out. And I don't
think it's the booking.
Of course it is. It absolutely is. Like,
If Triple H doesn't win Booker of the Year this year, Dave Meltzer is
well, he won it.
Out
he won
fraud.
It this year.
Or, oh, good.
He won it in 2023 by good. A bit of a landslide, actually. Yeah. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens at the end of this year. Oh, I saw last night. Undertaker's podcast, which is still a weird sentence to say. Undertaker's podcast this week, he spoke about the Shawn Michaels match at Mania, I think the first one.
All right, yeah.
And he actually said Dave Meltzer's name. He basically said how he thought, you know, Meltzer's 4-star rating wasn't good. And then immediately followed up with, I can't believe I said his name. I don't feel right. Maybe we should edit that out. Like, Undertaker actually said Dave Meltzer's name and then immediately regretted it afterwards.
That's brilliant. Do you think they really they actually care? I guess they do care, because that first match was a 5-star classic. It's as simple as that. Like, it was super.
See, you hear a lot of wrestlers talk about it's the reactions, the crowd reactions, and that's all that matters to them. As long as the crowd are reacting, they're doing their job.
Yeah.
And the wrestlers know they're having a good match. Like, people of like Taker, Michaels, that kind of caliber, they know if a match is going well, because they can hear the crowd. They can hear that near fall off the tombstone, the intake of breath amongst the thousands in attendance.
Yeah.
They would know, we've got them here. Like, you don't need a guy at home typing a newsletter to tell you you're having a good match.
Yeah.
Like, I think the last couple of years have really exposed Meltzer for the carny, essentially, that he is. One of my favourite Meltzer stories would be going off track slightly. When they did The Rock, they did the Mania kickoff with The Rock and Roman and all that, like, and when Rock turned heel, the Bloodline stuff.
Yeah.
Meltzer run a report that Rock and Triple H had filmed a segment where they would talk about, like, you know, oh, we should have one more match if we could, all this lot. And he referenced the clip of them in the backstage area having this conversation to people.
Yeah.
Pointed out, you do realize that was from years ago when Rock made a one-off appearance and Triple H was still a bad guy in the authority with hair and a shorter beard, right? And then Meltzer redacted and edited his original report because he was sucked in by a viral video that got posted. And you think, this guy is looked at as like...
He's the oracle of wrestling, isn't he? Like...
Yeah. And he can't... Jesus Christ. Come on.
I'm just looking at his 5-star reviews. So the first Triple H... not Triple H. Undertaker Shawn Michaels match in WrestleMania 25, 2009. Doesn't give a 5-star match for that year. Then he has the 26 match. Then he has the Triple H match, which is for me his 5-star. And then the Hell in a Cell match with Shawn as the ref. Not a single one of them is a 5-star match. The Hell in a Cell match for me is one of my favorite matches of all time, because of the emotions of the guys involved in it. When Shawn Michaels super kicks Taker and then just collapses into the corner, Like that's wrestling. That is pure wrestling.
He
And he
gave five
gave.
stars to Punk versus Cena at Money in the Bank 2011. He
Yep,
gave five
that
stars to
was.
Cody versus Seth Hell in a Cell with Cody's pec. He gave five stars to that.
Yeah.
Now, they
Which
were
isn't a
very
great
good.
ring, but
I
it's.
love them, but were they better than Taker, Triple H at Mania?
No, they're not. They're just like objectively, they're not really. But yeah, I don't know. Let's move on from Meltzer anyway. He's a fucking idiot.
Right, main event, Bianca Belair taking on Dakota Kai. Bianca picked up the win. Damage control came out after the match and beat down. Naomi got involved. She got beaten down. And then Jade made her appearance, wearing a different costume because the big stars always change.
Yep.
And she again exuded fucking star power. My God.
Yeah, just annihilated damage control. Like they've run roughshod over SmackDown for a couple of weeks now, just taking out people left, right, and center. And she's come out and just destroyed all three of them. The power bomb she hit on Dakota Kai. Jesus Christ! Like she is incredibly strong, that woman.
And then you had the absolute power money shot of Naomi, Bianca, and Jade standing tall. And then off air,
Yeah.
they pointed at the sign, the Mania sign. And that match is now confirmed for Mania.
Brilliant. That's gonna be a great match as well. Because all six women can go. So.
So that was SmackDown. So following that, we have a slight amendments now to make to the WrestleMania card. We now know that it's a six-pack ladder match for the Undisputed WWE Tag Team Championship. It's Finn Balor and Damian Priest defending against DIY, Awesome Truth, New Day, New Catch Republic, and Austin Theory and Grayson Waller. We now also know that it's going to be Bianca Belair, Jade Cargill, and Naomi taking on Damage Control. And I think it's now been announced as we record this, it's now going to be Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee taking on Dominic Mysterio and Santos Escobar.
Yes. Waller and Theory, by the way, their tag team name is A Town Down Under, which is a terrible tag team name.
Awful. Awful. But then you're heels, you're supposed to hate what they're called, and you're supposed to hate everything they do. So yeah, that works. So we currently have, I think it's 12 matches for Mania. If we
yes.
now add the Rey tag team match, so that currently works out as six matches a night.
Yeah, which does that feel about right?
I feel that if they want to, they could add a couple more. But I don't know what matches you would add. Maybe the six man with the Final Testament
Yeah, the
and
private
prize stuff.
assessment, yeah.
But then I don't know what other match you can really add that wouldn't feel like it's just being tacked on.
Yeah, because you need to have them even, so you can't have one out having more matches than the other. We've seen
That's it.
that.
And we know straight away, we know that the Roman Cody match, the Seth Drew match is night two. Logan Paul's match, I believe, is night two. So that's three big matches straight away.
Yeah.
You've got the women's matches, I would guess one would be on each night.
The ladder match
Gunther,
seems like a night one match, doesn't it?
yeah, it does. So yeah, you can't have it too heavily favored in, they both got to feel like big events. And obviously the tag match main event of night one makes it a must see because it has implications of, and it's The Rock. So
Yeah. It's main
yeah,
event.
you could add one or two more matches, but if that was the card as it is, and it stays that way, that has the makings of an all-timer WrestleMania.
It really does. We've seen that Mania is going to be 6 hours long. We'll assume what, a 2 hour pre-show for
Is that
Mania?
each night 6 hours long? I
I
would
think it
assume.
is, yeah.
I mean, 4 hours, I'd say between 4 or 5 hours, it's Mania. They always go a little bit more at Mania.
Yeah.
And a lot of the matches, they're not matches you want to rush, they need the
No.
time. And people have big, like, I think Becky Lynch has got a big entrance this year, like a special entrance. Roman's going to have a big entrance. It's The Rock, so he's going to have a massive entrance.
Yeah,
Like,
that match on night one is going to take 45 minutes just to get the entrances done, isn't
oh,
it?
easily.
Because
Yeah.
Cody and
I
Seth have
mean,
both got big entrances as well.
Roman loves a slow walk to the ring at the best of times, you know? And Final Boss Rock's going to have a, yeah, it's.
Firework budget is going to go. It's going to skyrocket for just that main event.
I've seen early pictures of the stage setup.
Looks
And I
good.
think it's a lot like WrestleMania 31, where it's just it's quite simple compared to a lot of Manias, but I don't think it needs to be like fancy. It Mania, it's just a stage. It doesn't need
Yeah.
to be this fancy thing. I think I've heard they want to have a bell set up above the ring, like a big
Yes.
crack bell. I don't know if it will work out, but they've got a week and we'll start seeing pictures come out, I'm sure, soon.
Yeah,
And
definitely, yeah.
I think Friday, Thursday, Friday, we usually get the big unveiling
Here it is,
online.
yeah.
So yeah, I was actually having a conversation with someone yesterday about WrestleMania coming to the UK at some point in the future, which I'm adamant, I'm convinced will happen.
Gonna happen.
As it's a case of where can it happen? So Wembley, I think, is out of question, not because of AEW, but Wembley are asking too much money, and WWE are point, well, you pay us to come. We don't pay you, like you pay us. So I think Wembley's out. You can't have any other big, like football, soccer ground in the UK, because at that time the
No.
season's still going on. You can't, and they usually need the event, the place, for like 2 weeks for setup. So that takes your Tottenham Hotspurs, your Old Traffords out, and the West Ham Stadium. Cardiff, for me, is the only place it can genuinely be held in the UK.
I think it is, really. You've got the Millennium Stadium. It's a massive stadium. What was it, 60, 65,000? Something
Six,
like
five,
that.
seven. They can hold big events there. We've seen that like firsthand. So I don't think there's an issue there. The location, I think, is good. I just can't think where else in the UK you could have a WrestleMania.
No, because like you say, it's during the season. My instant thought would be Old Trafford because it's huge, but it is falling down. Like they're building a new, they're upgrading Old Trafford and along with a lot of the stadiums. Same with Arsenal. Like that's perfect. They'll be set up at the Emirates is perfect for that. And the London Stadium, they're all set up perfectly for this sort of event, but it's during the season. And unless someone's going to make a real big sort of, well, you pay us 40 million, then we'll bugger off
And
on have away
it's at the
games.
business end of a football season as well. It's early April. Like that's a month out from the end of the season where
There's
everything's
normally
going
three or
on
four
and
games to
stuff.
go,
Yeah,
and
it's
they mean stuff. So,
and you can book Mania as far ahead as you want. You cannot take 2 weeks in a football stadium at that part of the season. So for me, Cardiff is the only option. I'd love it at Wembley. Don't get me wrong, it would be great at Wembley, but I think AEW are running Wembley because they are paying them. They're not getting money back from this,
No.
really.
Cardiff seems right because SoFi Stadium last year, 67,000 night one, 67,000 night two. That's spot on what it would be in
That's
Cardiff.
it. Yeah. So they're not losing out.
No.
They've just run a pay-per-view in Australia where Americans were having to get up at like 2, 3 o'clock in the morning to watch it. We
Nice,
got a
isn't
10 a.m. pay-per-view. It was lovely. In the UK, that's what, midday in America ish. That's fine. Like, nowadays, you don't need to worry about spoilers and stuff like that and time. People
No.
will watch it because it's Mania. People will watch WrestleMania, whatever it is. There is absolutely. I'm adamant, convinced that within the next 10 years, we will have had the WrestleMania in the UK, no doubt.
Almost certainly.
Okay, right. That's SmackDown. The Mania card is pretty much taking shape now. Hall of Fame wise, later this week, we will be bringing you our special Hall of Fame episode, where we'll be running down and looking at the inductees. As it stands, Lia Marvi has not yet been announced. So whether she will be in by the time we release the episode, I don't know. It's going to be weird having Dastardly Heel Rock induct her, but I guess Hall of Fame is when kind of it's all off the table. I
Yeah,
don't
heel
know.
of
It
faces
just,
disappeared,
yeah.
haven't
So maybe I assume this week is when they announce her. So it could well be that by the time we come to release our Hall of Fame episode, she'll
they?
be announced, so
She's in, yeah.
we may well cover her in the show on the proviso that she will be likely in, but who knows? But yeah, still looking like a good lineup. I can't wait for Paul Heyman's induction speech. That's going to be something special in Philadelphia. That's going to be really, really good.
Yeah, that crowd's gonna be hot for him.
And of course, all eyes now go on to this coming Monday. It has the potential to be another all-time episode of Raw. It's
Yeah,
The
they've been
Rock's in the house,
on a
Roman Reigns
run
in the
recently.
house, the main event is in the house, Cody Rhodes should be there, Seth is there, Drew is there, CM Punk is going to be there. It's yeah, it's stacked, and it should be very, very good.
Absolutely.
Okay, right. Let's do the admin before we roll off and get ready for another episode. If you want to contact us, you can do so in the many, many, many ways on social media. On Facebook, it's Ring the Bell Show. On Twitter and Instagram, it's Ring the Bell Pod. And the email, Ross.
ringthebellpod@gmail.com. You can follow us on TikTok now as well at ring.the.bell.pod. Nice and easy.
And we're now giving Ross two things to remember every single
Exactly.
week. So yeah, there we go. Also, if you'd like to recommend this to any of your friends and share what we do online, that'd be much appreciated.
Yeah,
And also,
do
if you
it.
want to give us a 5-star rating and a review, that would also be hugely appreciated. If you want to get us anywhere, listening wise, you can do so on Anchor or Apple Podcasts or Spotify or Amazon Music Podcasts. Wherever they do podcasts, you will find Ring the Bell.
We are there.
Okay, we're a week away. We're a week away. As we record this, we're less than a week away from WrestleMania. A week from now, we'll be
Yeah, night one will be
digesting
in the
the actions of
books.
night one. That's
Oh my
insane.
God.
I could well still be asleep this time in a week from now because I'll just,
Yeah,
not long got
absolutely.
home from night one of our viewing plans. So yeah, it's can't wait.
No.
This the first time in a long time I've actually been genuinely excited about WrestleMania.
Yeah, like last year's, there was one or two matches that I was super excited about. But apart from that, it was okay. It's WrestleMania. Like, that's cool to watch that. But yeah, I wasn't fussed about that much watching it that live. Well, I watched a bit of it live and then watched the rest later on. But yeah, this time, so many matches that I want to see.
Can't wait. Absolutely can't wait. It's going to be insane. So yeah, that's SmackDown. Next week, it all kicks off. We'll be very soon unveiling our recording plans or our release plans for the
Yeah.
shows we've got planned this week. We've got a few coming up, so we'll be making that known in the next couple of days on the social media channels. And yeah, that's we're 1 week away. Can't wait. But this has been Ring the Bell. I've been Andrew.
Hi, Ross. Andrew.
Yep.
Ring that bell.